96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
I am officially running.
I was drawing self-portraits with the brown crayon instead of the peach crayon and the black, you know, black curly hair. And, you know, yeah, that was how I was portraying myself.
Rachel Dolezal once again blowing up social media and reigniting debates about race and identity. The former president of the Spokane, Washington branch of the NAACP was interviewed on NBC's Today Show, but offered little clarity about why a white woman would call herself black and many other issues. Well, two interesting perspectives tonight. Joy Jefferson Nuri, politics and race commentator and founder of In the Public Eye Communications. She's a black woman. And Faith Holmes, a civil rights activist and owner of Love and Faith Community Cafe here in D.C. She is a white woman. Lines are open. Want to hear from you. 202, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Joy, Faith, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, so let me start with Joy. Everyone was watching the Matt Lauer interview with Rachel Dolezal. Joy, your thoughts about it. Was it on, did it clarify anything for you?
Absolutely not. I don't think that Rachel has actually thought this completely through. I think she's responding to something in her soul that sends her to change her identity, and that she hasn't really thought this through. She actually needs a communications director, mm-hmm. somebody who can help her phrase this in a way that makes sense to anybody. You know, believe it or not, it kind of makes sense to me what she's doing, even How though she that? Hasn't said it. I think that each and every one of us would like somehow, with some sort of power, to create self-identity. Mm. I think each and every one of us yearns to be what we want to be, as opposed to what the world tells you you are.
But dreams notwithstanding,
most of us don't get a chance to pick our race.
That's true.
Okay?
That's true.
But it doesn't mean we don't want to pick our race. Because those of us who want to pick our race, if you look around us, how many of us who are African-Americans straighten our noses, sew on hair to belong to somebody else, to make it look straight, lighten our skin? We're all trying to make an identity that we want to pick.
Okay, Faith, same thing. You know, you've been in the civil rights movement. You are very active in the black community, not only politically, but culturally. You know, white woman. So I'm going to ask you. I say you're white. What do you say?
Oh, I absolutely say I'm white.
Okay.
And interestingly, people who know me and love me and maybe even consider me family often try to make me different. Like, oh, Auntie Faith is an Oreo. Mm-hmm. She's black on the inside but white on the outside. And I'm like, no, I'm white. This is who God created me to be.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that I show up as a white woman doing this work fully and completely, because it leads by example. Mm-hmm. It says you don't have to have brown skin to feel like social justice is important and valuable.
So how do you feel about what she's saying, particularly when I would say that a lot of other people are saying that she's lying and won't admit to it?
Well, unfortunately, everyone has a story, right? Mm. And there's a story there in her life. She grew up with interracial children. She obviously, we as white people don't have good examples of how to do this work. So she identifies with the black community and she wants to portray herself that way, but that's not who she is.
Let me go to the phone lines. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. 76. Jalila calling from Clinton. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Oh, yes. Good afternoon, people. I just wanted to say that there are so many more important things going on in the world, and if you're focusing on this lady and the decision that she made, I feel that when I whip a bush, I whip my hair very nappy. Mother's Day, I decided to press my hair.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got tired of combing through it. I am no way wanting to be white or straighten my hair because I want straight hair. I just didn't feel like the kinks that day. This woman, as far as I'm concerned, back during the movement when everybody sold out on us, we said black was a state of mind. And with our young girls walking around thinking they have to have blonde hair, purple, green, anything that's not theirs, I feel that, you know, there's other things to focus on than what this woman did.
Well, hold on. I appreciate your phone call, but, you know, does this issue now broaden the discussion about race and identity? Some people would be very, very upset to see that it has taken a white woman to talk about issues that, to be quite honest, may be more important to black people.
Do you want me to respond?
Please.
Oh, absolutely.
That's
this is
right.
Joya.
This
is Joya.
Right,
I would say absolutely. And if there's anything, we have to thank Rachel for this. Because as I have been saying to anybody who will listen to me, that what is going on here is not about whether or not Rachel wants to be black. The issue is, why doesn't she want to be white?
Mm.
She is distancing herself from something that a lot of my own people are running toward as fast as we possibly can. And we, for survival reasons mostly, throughout the century, you had to assimilate as much as you could to survive, to get a job, to get the promotion. And now we have cultures that have like steroided that out. I mean, just, oh my goodness gracious, it was just out. But then also we have communities in the black community who have distanced themselves from it altogether. You know, just, I want another lifestyle. So this is a conversation that if the question is, why doesn't she want to be white? That is a question that if we actually put it on the table, black people would have to answer and white people would have to answer.
Let me ask Emka. Emka calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Emka. What do you think? Emka, go right ahead. Are you there?
Hello.
Yeah, go right ahead, please, quickly.
I'm having a hard time hearing you, but I'll proceed.
Okay, go right ahead.
I mean, I think that we live, and this is just my opinion, but I feel as though we live among a world of hypocrites. We can accept transgender. We can accept, you know, same-sex marriage. We can accept a lot of other things. But here we have a woman who clearly identifies with black people or as a black person. I don't see a crime. I'm a black woman. I'm not offended. She has done, she's fighting a remarkable cause. You know what I mean? So I think that she should be commended because to be, want to be black is courageous in itself. You know what I mean? She's human.
Okay.
So I really don't see the big deal. I think that we're blowing it way out of proportion. She hasn't done anything to anyone.
Well, we'll see about that. Emka,
an amazing cause.
I got to let you go, and I need to take a break. And when we come back, I'll have a Faith address whether or not she has indeed done something to someone or something. Idea, movement. We'll see. We'll be back in just a moment. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a moment.
In the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Of course, we are talking about the Rachel Dolezal situation. She had a sit-down with Matt Lauer of the Today Show this morning, and it seems like everybody watched it.
I really don't see why they're in such a rush to whitewash some of the work that I have done and who I am and how I've identified. And this goes back to a very early age with my self-identification with the black experience.
Joy Jefferson Nuri, politics and race commentator and founder of In the Public Eye Communications, is in studio with me. She's a black woman. And Faith Holmes, civil rights activist and owner of Love and Faith Community Cafe Here in Washington, D.C., she is a white woman. Lines are open. We're talking about it with them and you. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Faith, before the break, you kind of did a seesaw thing with your hands when we were talking to Emke about, she said, well, she hasn't heard anything. True or false? What do you think?
Well, I mean, that's a hard thing to say whether or not she's done anything to hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like her, you know, the job that she was ahead of, like, would she have gotten that job had she portrayed herself as a white woman?
Mm-hmm.
Like, was she taking a job away from somebody who might have fit that position? So that's kind of why I was like, well, I don't know if she's done anything wrong or not. But, you know, we as human beings don't fit in a box. You know, I think she doesn't want to be known as a white woman because we as white people have a bad rap when it comes to being racists in this country.
It's not
and
a rap. It's history. It's
history.
Fact.
Thank you.
But here's the other piece of that, though. I mean, she doesn't. Okay, you could say that's an excuse. I don't want to be put in the box. So I'll be, you know, I'll be black over here. I'll be white when I attend Howard University. Then I'll be black on the Today Show. And then my sons say I'm a member of the human race.
Harold, that sort of swinging in and out.
Yeah, because I had the hand
something
movement.
I know.
Yeah,
you should see it. The audience should see this.
Yeah.
But that sort of swinging in and out, I am not making excuses for Rachel. But that sort of swinging in and out happens to my day 15 times. I walk into a corporate boardroom full of white men in a suit. I speak in a certain way.
But I walk into
another room full of black people.
True.
I speak in a different way.
That's not the same.
No, but what I'm saying is.
My point is,
first off, I think she probably would have gotten the job because the NAACP has a history of chapter presidents who are white. She probably could have gotten the job. My point here is she will swing back and forth. She did say that I use the amber color crayon. You know, I have a niece who would paint all of her Mickey Mouse coloring book things with black, but their ears were always yellow. She saw everybody of any significance with yellow hair. So that is something that is ingrained in us. We all have this somewhere been scarred by the racism in this country, and she's
Absolutely.
Been racist. She's been scarred. So, but my point is, are we having the right conversation?
No. We are not.
Faith and I are in agreement.
Well, hold that point. Let me go to Moores calling from Maryland. Go right ahead, Moores, quickly. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Harold, and I'm glad you ended on that because I don't think we are having the right conversation. I think she overachieved in this, and she stepped out and she said she was white. The issue is she told an untruth, and so we have to deal with the untruth. Her parents are trying to deal with this. Her neighbors are trying to deal with this. The media is having a field day with this because it's a good, juicy issue. And now the NAACP, you know, she didn't get hired to be a chapter or a branch president. She was elected to be a branch president by those people who knew her. She presented herself, and she was elected. This was not a job. This is a position. And being a former vice president for over a decade, it's a thankless job oftentimes. So I don't think we're having the right conversation at all. It's going to depend on who she, her parents, her relatives, those people in the branch, people at Howard University and the news media. But the issue is her race. How relevant is her race? She sees it through her eyes. We see it through our eyes. And I'm not sure we all can take a vote and come out on the side of which is the right way to see this in 2015.
Agreed.
Moores, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call.
Absolutely.
Need to take a break. If you are on the phone, please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Of course, Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR 96.3. If you want to participate in this conversation, lines remain open at 202-319-7810 or 855-288-4876. We continue on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds.
The Howard University Radio